Panthers, it's Maribel
and Ava
here with another Panther podcast.
This month's episode is about seasonal depression. When the clocks turn back an hour and it becomes dark at 4 p.m. in Seattle, it's easy to let it affect us physically and mentally.
We will be interviewing Seattle Prep's counselor, Dr. Johnson, to discuss how he sees this affecting students and ways to combat it.
Stay tuned to hear more.
Hi, Mr. Johnson. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
Yeah, we just wanted to talk to you a little bit about seasonal depression and just kind of get your take on it as Seattle Prep's school counselor.
Great. It's good to be here.
Good. So our first question is, how would you define seasonal depression in your own words as like kind of an expert?
I would say, and I actually don't claim to be an expert on this, but that being said, I do know some things about this. Seasonal depression obviously has to do with the impact that the time of year has, the reduction of light on the way that people feel. And I think that usually that's associated with winter, I guess late fall into winter, where the daylight shrinks down to, especially in this part of the world, a sad little bit
right.
of the day.
Yeah. Getting dark at 4
getting
p.m.
Dark at, yeah, the worst. So, and then the associated kind of, you know, when we talk about depression, I feel like you're usually looking at things like the markers include lack of motivation or decreased motivation, decreased interest in doing things that you probably used to enjoy, maybe some eating habit changes or sleeping changes or increased irritability. Those are the types of things you might look for in like markers of depression. And so like, you know, is there an association between the season and really what we're talking about in this case is winter or low light and those increased symptoms of what we know to be consistent with depression.
Right. So are you in support of abolishing daylight savings time for these reasons? I know that some people believe we should keep it because then it's brighter in the morning, kids are able to get to school safer, it helps people wake up, but then also there's like the mental health side effect of it towards the end of the day. So do you think we should, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, well, I kind of feel like it's one of these things where you kind of have to, it's sort of like you're picking your poison in a way, because, you know, there's a certain amount of daylight and you either get it on the front end or the back end. So we're dealing with like a reduction, we're dealing with a reduction in daylight no matter what. So honestly, for me, this is personal, I feel like I'd rather have light in the morning when I'm getting up, because it's harder to get out of bed than I would necessarily in the evening. Not everybody feels that way. And I don't know that abolishing daylight savings is necessarily going to have the effect that we would want on seasonal depression. I mean, I think there's other impacts that might be, I don't know, useful to abolish it. But I, you know, in terms of this specific thing, I don't necessarily see it being, you know, moving the needle that much.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so we wanted to ask you if you see this affecting students at prep every year.
Yes. So, you know, I would say yes, but it also isn't like, I can't say that empirically. It's more like, because we don't do necessarily the surveys to indicate like for sure it's seasonal depression, but anecdotally I'd say for sure. Here's what's hard about it, is that not only is it sort of the changes that we're seeing in the seasons, but it's also tends to be associated with the time of year that's really busy.
Yeah.
Also is associated with the time of year that, you know, it's a long semester, right? It's 18 weeks and it's like attrition, you know, like, so you get beat down over, you know, for you guys, you're doing college applications and you're taking hard classes and you're sort of on this treadmill week after week after week after week. And
right.
So sleep starts to erode, stress starts to like have an impact. And so I think that this, on top of all of that, serves to make people less active. And mm-hmm. what I do know is that increased activity is associated with better mental health outcomes. So I feel like there's this like very tangible, recognizable correlation between decreased activity, which we know to be more likely if it's dark, and symptoms of depression, or just, you know, overall decreased activity, not even getting into like the biology of like how light affects us in a kind of a circadian rhythm sense, you know, because I think there's that too.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you think some ways that Seattle Prep as a school could do to help students through the winter months and stay motivated?
Or ways that they currently are?
Great question. So to me, I think that like, I always kind of beat this drum for mental and physical health, which starts to me with sleep. And regular sleep. And like, you know, making sure that's, because if you aren't sleeping, brain function decreases, emotional regulation decreases, irritability increases. So like if you can take care of that, if you're getting, you know, 8 to 10 hours of sleep a night, which you probably don't, most people don't.
Yeah.
You know, because you're busy. That's one. I would say exercise is two. Again, more difficult, that goes back to the activity part, right? People are less active. You can see it in the number of sports, right? In the wintertime, it's like there's basketball indoors, there's bowling indoors, there's swimming indoors. Whereas in the fall and the spring, it's like you've got all these outdoor activities and like there's so many different sports. So naturally, like activity is going to decrease. So if you can find a way to exercise regularly, whatever that is, even if like taking a walk or in the rain. And then nutrition, I think, is really important. Now, how can Seattle Prep facilitate that? I mean, I think that we should maybe promote those sort of like healthy habits maybe more. Maybe it's like acknowledging, you know, I feel like we do an okay job of acknowledging the stress levels. Homework load has been a big thing too, just in terms of like trying to make sure that that's regulated so that the homework isn't so significant that you can't actually get to bed on time, so that degrades sleep. Because so many people get up at, I mean, 6 or earlier to get to school, and that's just naturally going to be like challenging to that like sleep schedule.
It's almost impossible to get 8 hours. Eight hours is on like a really good day with a late start for me.
For me, it's always hard because I like want to finish my homework and then I'm up till like 11 or 12 and then I get up around 6:30 and I live close to the school too.
Right. And that doesn't even take into account like if you're a night owl and you just naturally like want to stay up late, you know, a lot of people, especially your age, are like that, where you just you function better later in the evening and that's when you get stuff done.
So our final question is just, what are some, you kind of answered some solutions, but just what are some words of advice you have for students who are currently experiencing seasonal depression right now, or just experiencing mental health issues or stress just from all the outside factors as well?
So I go back to those three things that I mentioned. Sleep. It's sort of like controlling the controllables is a good way to say it. Like sleep, exercise, nutrition. There are some really good outcomes that have been seen using light therapy. So like these full spectrum like light boxes where you can set it up to like even for studying, you know, and this is the part where, you know, there's a connection between light stimulation to the eye and how that affects like the your kind of circadian rhythm. And it doesn't seem like that would impact you, but there's a lot of research around like getting light in your eyes like early in the day and how that impacts like that cycle, and staying on that cycle is super important because that's kind of how you don't go into dysfunction. So that's one thing that is it's I haven't tried it actually, but I've heard a lot of really good things about that. I would say that talking to people, you know, whether it's friends or trusted adults or therapists, like, especially if you struggle with symptoms of depression, because there are some, you know, ways you can deal with tools, because so many students struggle with, like, stress and anxiety around performance.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
And so, like, reining that in a little bit, that, like, it's okay not to be perfect. You know what I mean? And that it's about doing the best you can without successive comparing to other people, and actually just trying to do your best, and that everything is going to work out without getting into this, like, into the red, so to speak, you know, with that. And I think some of those tools you can learn, you know, on your own, but sometimes it's helpful to work with somebody. And honestly, it's like, can be super useful just to have a sounding board, you know, and have somebody, you know, in therapy to be able to work with, to be able to, a neutral third party, if you will, just to work through some of those things.
Yeah, that's great advice. I think especially the, like, not being too hard on yourselves, I think that's especially, like, a big thing that could probably be even emphasized more at prep, considering how, like, academically rigorous and even, like, socially and sports-wise competitive it is. I think that in an environment like that, it can be hard to remember that, but, yeah.
It can be really hard, because I think a lot of people feel like they're not good enough, you know, or, like, not keeping up, or, just feeling deficient, and, you know, that's, one, it's just not true, and two, it's, like, it's hard not to compare yourself to other people, but it also is really not useful. So
also just having someone to talk to, like, making sure that you're, you know, that you're not alone in this process, and that a lot of people feel a little sad around the holidays because it's so dark out. So make sure to lean on your friends
and your school counselors.
Exactly. That's right. We're here for you.
Great. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Seasonal depression is natural and is something that can naturally affect us all, no matter how hard we may try and combat it.
Dr. Johnson shared some great ways prep students and everyone can deal with emotions and stress during the winter months.
Remember to stay active and get plenty of sleep, no matter how hard it may seem. If you or anyone you know is struggling with depression, tell a trusted adult or a prep counselor to get the help you may need.
Thank you again to Dr. Johnson for talking with us. And thank you, listeners, for a great year. Merry Christmas. We'll see you next year. Thanks, Panthers.